Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and, I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, September 21st, day 227. I have ADHD. And as a person with ADHD, I have quickly learned that I need different tools to function in a normal way. So I have become the queen of timers. As soon as the button gets pressed on the laundry, I ask Siri to set a timer for 45 minutes, or I am confident that it would stay in the washer all night. When I make appointments, I will add them to my calendar with alerts. And when the alert goes off, I will set a timer for when I need to get up, start getting ready, and when I need to leave to be there on time. Of course, allowing for 15-minute buffers because I get distracted very easily. So for one event, I will sometimes have 4 or 5 alarms set. If I'm going through a phase where I'm forgetting to eat lunch or drink water, I set timers for that too. And I always label them because otherwise I'm just like, why is this timer going off? I use different sounds to keep them interesting, and I try different strategies to make sure that this is still working for me. But it's one of those things that I have learned not all people have to do. But it's taken me years to figure out that this is how I need to function. And I've noticed my friends have other ways that work for them. But the cool thing about having a phone stuck to us all the time is that we can and should be making it work for us. Over the years, I have learned that the timers work for me. Otherwise, I obsess over the clock, and I check over and over again until the event, or I get lost in whatever I'm doing, and I look up and I realize I missed the event completely, or whatever. So to me, the timers give me a safety net that make me feel like I don't need to obsess and I don't need to worry about forgetting, and I can kind of just be middle ground. And even if none of this applies to you, you are amazing at showing up on time, I want to know how you're using your phone as a tool. Sure, it's an entertainment device. It's a communication device. But have you been using it as an actual tool? Or have you been underutilizing it? Have you always wanted to learn a language or take guitar lessons or read more books? Guess what? That's all available on you all the time. Are there apps that could help you set goals that you could consistently keep up with? Ask your other friends that seem to process things the way that you do how they're getting their things done, the way that they're using their phone for success. Pick successful people's brains on their processes and integrate what resonates with you. And then drop whatever doesn't feel right and come back to different tools that are available to you. I think we get inundated with the knowledge that information and tools and assistance is fairly limitless, but we don't often know where to begin. So start with something that feels realistic and applicable to your life now. What tools can you integrate into your routine today that can help you today or tomorrow? And remember that new habits and new routines take lots of time and repetition to get used to. And for them to feel good doing consistently, you'll have to commit. But you're allowed to change and drop and fix and simplify and complicate or whatever the fuck you want anytime you want. You are in charge of your life. You have more control than you think. But most importantly, don't forget, there are plenty of people who think just like you do, who have created tools that make their lives better, that could possibly make your day-to-day living a bit easier too. So think about the things you're struggling with and see if there are any tools to help you struggle with those things less.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it,
it can and has made all the difference. So thank you.
I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.